The 32 fourth graders in Mirtha Sebelin's class on Long Island see a lot of red and blue. Sebelin color codes everything she writes on her whiteboard. She uses the red marker for Spanish, blue for English. Studies show this dual language model is what New York schools should use to teach English learners. But as WSHU's Jill Ryan explains, most don't.
Half of Sebelin's students are newcomers from Central and South America, so they speak little, if any, English.
I'm like a regular classroom teacher. I teach all the subjects, but our work as a bilingual teacher is double, because not only we have to teach all what the regular teachers teach in their classroom, which is in English, we also have to teach the content area and the home language on top of all that.
Sebelin started teaching bilingual classes 14 years ago in New York City, then Brentwood, and now Nassau County. She says students learn more when she speaks in both English and their home language.
When you start talking to them about their countries or whatever they like to eat, that's the background knowledge. What they already know from their life, that helps them to show a lot of progress.
Few classrooms on Long Island run like Sebelin's. That's due to the shortage of certified bilingual teachers. At the same time, a recent report shows multi-language learners in New York schools have grown 20% over the past decade, and many of them live on Long Island. Priscilla Zarate worked on that report. She says because of the teacher shortage, most school districts on Long Island have English-only programs for immigrant students.
Then what happens is that you have a student now that is coming in for the first time from another country, coming into the school system, and first, we're not providing home language support because everything that they're being thrown into is in English, a language that they really do not understand.
Zarate sits on the Suffolk County Hispanic Advisory Board. She says the report shows New York schools fail English learners. Between 25 and 30% of those students on Long Island drop out. That's partly because they need to pass the same English Regents test that native speakers do in order to graduate.
They feel that they don't have the support, they're not able to communicate with the teachers, and they feel, well, the system is failing me, then I have no need to be here. And so they prefer to go and take care of the immediate need and work.
Sometimes those students go on to pay tuition to learn English. Suffolk County Community College offers English as second language courses that fill the gaps left by public schools. Laura Cudia is a program coordinator at the college.
The other day a student came in, she left high school because it was just frustrating for her, and now she's taking non-credit classes because she at least wants to learn English. But yeah, sometimes high school is really frustrating for them if they get here in 10th or 11th grade, and you know, they give them a few extra years to take the Regents to graduate. However, you know, do you want to be in high school at 21 years old? No.
Cudia can't admit students younger than 18. That leaves those kids in high schools with a shortage of bilingual teachers. Nancy Villarolde Adler leads the New York State Association for Bilingual Education. She says things get more complicated as more Mandarin and Bengali speakers move to Long Island.
For example, if you have an influx of Chinese students, you may have a certified teacher bilingual but in Spanish language. What use is that?
Villarolde Adler says districts need funding in order to attract bilingual teachers. She wants support from local and state politicians.
What we are trying to do statewide is to identify resources within the communities, prospective teachers, prospective individuals who may be willing to go into the teaching profession.
Teacher Mirtha Sebelin was a multi-language learner herself. She says a bilingual teacher inspired her to join the profession, her mother. Now Seblin's a role model for her students. She already sees a change in the fourth graders she's taught for 2 years.
Last year, they didn't speak a word in English, and they already are having conversations in English and writing paragraphs and stories. So I see the progress. Yes, I do see the progress.
Dual language classrooms like Sebelin's depend on multilingual teachers, and Sebelin hopes to inspire more people to get certified. Jill Ryan, WSHU News.